7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. And this morning we're doing something a little bit different if you're just joining us. I want you to sit back, get yourself a pad of paper and a pen, and we're going to discuss what you should be doing at this time of the year. The last hour we talked about our perennial beds, our bulbs, our annuals. This hour we're going to talk about roses and other areas in your garden, what you should be doing to them at this time of the year. I like to do this two or three times a year. That way I can give you a lot of information in a short period of time. Okay? So let's go. Roses. Right now, put the rose food away. You should not be feeding your roses at all. They need to be in like a little bit of a stress situation. If they don't get any food, they get hungry. Instead of making a lot of new growth, they'll concentrate on making that growth that they made all year long woody. So instead of being fleshy and succulent, that growth will begin to get tough, will get fibrous. And that's what needs to happen at this time of the year, because we want to get those roses ready to go outside, to stay outside, and to prepare for the winter months. So the more wood the plant can make on those stems, the stronger the plant will be for the up-and-coming fall and winter season. No food, normally, after September 1st. So no fertilizer at all. Put it away. Now, I want you to clean the rose bush. As the leaves turn yellow, make sure that you get them away from your plant. And once we've had a frost and all the foliage has come off the plant, get it out of the garden. Because if you have leaf spot, or black spot, or any kind of a fungus, and you allow the leaves to spend the winter below the plant, in the spring when the new growth develops, you'll have infected foliage from last year there, ready to infect the brand new leaves in April and May of next year. So clean the garden, okay? Now, roses, if you can put some fresh mulch around them to make that layer of mulch that's there now thicker. That will give them more insulation. So that way, if we have a winter with very little snow cover, that makes it tough for the plant. So a thick bed of mulch will insulate the root system, prevent frost heave, a lot less damage. Now, do not prune back your roses hard in the fall of the year. I don't care what the gardening books say. You never prune roses hard in the fall. If you live in North Carolina South, no problem. If you live in the northern half of the United States and you prune back your roses hard in the fall of the year, the plant will not have enough time to make a callus where you made that cut. So you will have an open wound all winter. So when the wind blows, you've got this opening. The wind will pull the moisture out of the plant, and that branch will slowly dehydrate and die. So a winter with no snow cover means the possibility of a dead rosebush. The only thing that you want to cut back on your roses are any of the dead flowers. Take them off the plant, but minimal pruning at this time of the year. And if you live in a cold area, I live in Maine, and normally by Thanksgiving, my roses are done. Some years, I'll have color on my roses until Thanksgiving. Most years, we don't. But by Thanksgiving, you should make a mound of soil or bark mulch or compost about a foot high, like a mound, right on top of your rose bushes. It creates insulation. Now, all of your roses are grafted. And by putting this mulch, it protects the graft. And your plants do much better during the winter. So that's important. Now, if you have roses that you grew in containers or big pots, they need to spend the winter in a building. So a tool shed or a garage with no heat. The reason is, if you put them in your basement and you get some heat, the rosebush will actually break dormancy and begin to grow. And you don't want that to happen. You want to treat it so that it will be able to go dormant and stay dormant all winter long. So in your tool shed, in your garage is great. If you don't have a garage, you don't have a tool shed, but you have a deck, put it underneath the deck. The deck will shelter the plant from the winter wind, from the sun that will freeze and thaw the soil, and they will survive the winter a lot better. Now, before you put them away for the winter, give them a good drink of water. And maybe once a month, go in the tool shed, if you can get to it, the snow's not too deep, or in your garage, and give the soil a little bit of water so that it does not dry out. And they will survive the winter very, very well. But again, don't prune the plant, and don't put it where it's going to be warm, and it will do a lot better for you. Okay? Other than that, the roses are all set. Now, if you're in a really windy area and you don't get a lot of snow, then you can use a product called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. These are called anti-desiccants, and it's like a liquid wax that you would mix with water, or if you only have one rose bush, you can buy it pre-mixed. Spray all of the stems of your rose bush, and it will seal it to prevent dehydration during the winter months. Now, I take my Wilt Proof, and again, around Thanksgiving, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I will apply it to plants that are in an open area, azaleas, for example. If you have planted azaleas and they don't bloom very good for you in the spring, the buds have probably dried out during the winter months. Spray the plant with Wilt Proof, especially all the tips of the branches. And that will insulate the buds and the foliage with this anti-desiccant, preventing dehydration caused by the sun and the wind. So that's something that really is important. It's too early to do it now, but when you're out buying your bulbs or your fall flowering plants, pick up a bottle and have it ready so that you'll have it when it's time for you to use it. Okay? Now, vegetable garden. Most everything is pretty much done unless during late August you planted some fall vegetables. Peas, beans, lettuce, spinach, Swiss chard should have been planted at that time of the year. If you live from, let's say, New York South, then you can still plant them at this time and have good results. But the one plant that you should be looking for right now, and it's available in middle of September, is garlic. Do not use the garlic in the supermarket. Buy the garlic from your local nursery, garden center, go on the internet, and order your garlic, because that's something that you plant during September. It will come out of the ground. It will actually grow maybe 4, 5, 6 inches. When it gets cold, it will stop growing, lay dormant, and just sit there. And in April, it will begin to grow again. The reason is you need to do it now is if you live in the northern part of the country, your growing season is not long enough, and it has to be planted in the fall. So think garlic now. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which scent is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scott's.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about what you should do in a vegetable garden at this time of the year. I mentioned garlic, and this is the best time to plant it. Don't use the store-bought garlic because a lot of it has been treated with a product that will prevent it from sprouting. So you need to buy fresh garlic. Nursery, garden center, mail order, internet. Order it now because this is the time of the year for you to do it. And again, it's going to grow 4, 5, 6 inches. The ground will freeze, it will lay dormant, and then in the spring, it will grow like crazy. So condition the soil, put some compost, some animal manure in there. If your soil is sandy, a little bit of soil moist granules, that will help. If you're looking for an organic fertilizer, seaweed kelp is wonderful. Stay away from bone meal. Do not use that in your garden at all. Now, it's time to clean the garden. So anything that's finished producing for you, pull it out of the garden and start a compost pile. If you have a compost tumbler, great. Put all of that vegetation in there. But it is really, really important that in the fall of the year that you remove all of the plant material out of the garden. If you had an insect problem or a fungus problem, and you allow those plants to stay there, the leaf will dry, it will crumble, and fall into little pieces on the surface of the soil. When you put in the new vegetables, the fungus spores will wake up with the warmer weather. They'll get active. They'll blow around in the air, stick on your plant, and now you've got the same problem all over again. So it's really important, while the vegetation is still soft, get it out of the garden. Get the bamboo rake out, clean it, and get it out of the garden. Some things are going to stay. Brussels sprouts, for example, they'll stay in the garden until you've harvested everything, and Brussels sprouts taste better, and I mean better, once they get hit by a good, hard frost or even frozen. Most of my Brussels sprouts I do not harvest until Thanksgiving, and I'll eat them until Christmas. Some years I'll go out with a snow shovel, move the snow so I can find the Brussels sprouts. They're frozen solid, but I bring them in the house, they thaw, We eat them, and they are wonderful. Much, much better. Now, if your garden needs some help, this is the time for you to act. You can plant a cover crop, and there's something called winter rye. It's a very coarse grass that you would plant during September. You clean your garden, scratch it all nice and level, broadcast the winter rye seed. It will probably grow a foot between now and when the ground freezes. Leave it alone. In the spring, the ground will thaw. It will grow another foot, or possibly more. And then in April, the end of April, when you get ready to rototill your ground, you take a weed whacker, cut the winter rye down to the ground, then you rototill. If you don't cut it down, it will wrap itself around the tines of your rototiller, and you'll have a problem to really till up that soil properly. So cut it down, and then blend it all in. Each winter rye seed has the capability of producing 1 mile of root. It's like growing your own peat moss. So this will help to make the soil a lot better. Now, remember a couple weeks ago, or probably more than that now, we had the hurricane that came up the coast. If you live near the beach, go to the ocean with some trash bags and pick up as much seaweed as you can bring home. Take that seaweed and spread it over the garden, blend it in with your rototiller, and during the winter it will rot. And seaweed is better than peat moss. It has the same qualities as adding animal manure. Plus, it will hold moisture. 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of seaweed is absolutely wonderful. Use it in your garden.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about the vegetable garden. We've got it all clean now. When was the last time you added soil conditioners? We talked about putting seaweed, which is wonderful. But how about lime? When did you lime the garden last? Now, at this time of the year, you can use the old-fashioned powdered lime. It's cheaper than the fancy products because it's rock. The problem with it is if you use it in the spring, it will take 6 months to work. By the time it works, the garden's over. So by adding lime to your garden right now, it will work during the winter months and your soil will be a lot sweeter and your garden will grow a lot better. So buy a bag of lime, broadcast it over the garden. If you want to till it in, great, or just take a steel rake, scratch it in. The rain will wash it in, and it will make your soil sweeter and a lot more productive. And the fertilizers that you apply will do their job better. Acid soil, post-fertilizer from the garden, preventing the plants from using them. So that's why it's important that you add lime. Now think back. When you were cleaning your garden and when you were harvesting tomatoes this year, did you have a tomato that the bottom was all black? Did you have a squash that when you got ready to pick it,
It was all rotted, looked like an old cigar. That's called blossom and rot. And it's caused by stress and the acidity in the soil. So if you're growing tomatoes in containers or in the garden and you had blossom and rot, put some lime down. You can also use wood ash. Wood ash is very, very good. Works faster. So, you know, you get a few cold nights, you're using your wood stove or your fireplace. When you clean them, take the wood ash and use it in your garden. Now, if you take a 5-gallon bucket and you fill it full of wood ash, that container will treat 500 square feet of garden. So a garden 50 feet by 10, broadcast it evenly, and that's all you need. You can do the same thing on your lawn. If you have moss coming in your lawn, take that bucket of wood ash, spread it on your grass. So between now and when the snow falls and you're using the stove, when you clean it, don't dump the ash. Don't take it to the landfill. Spread it on your lawn. Spread it in your garden. It will do the same thing as lime, but it works a lot faster. Okay, let's talk about fruit trees a little bit. If you have a disease or insect, now that the leaves are beginning to come off the plant, make sure that you remove all of the fallen leaves from around that plant. You don't want the fungus that is spending the winter on your foliage to reinfect your plant in the springtime. So clean and make sure. If you're not doing it today, another 2 weeks from now, when the leaves are all off your plants, get them away from that growing area. You minimize the amount of problem. Once all the foliage is off your fruit trees, I want you to do something different this year. When insects realize that fall is here, they will begin to lay a lot of eggs on your plant. They'll lay them on the foliage and they'll lay them on the branches of your fruit trees. Diseases will do the same thing. They will lay spores on your plant so that next year the cycle will continue. So what you need to do, drag out the hose, your sprayer or a pump sprayer, and you want to use horticultural oil or all season oil and lime sulfur or copper. So either a sulfur spray or a copper. And you can combine the oil and which will kill insects and the disease control sulfur or copper together in the same spray. Spray the whole tree, all the branches, all the tips, all the trunk of the tree, and if you have some left, spray the ground. Some insects could have fallen on your grass. Some disease spores could have fallen on the grass. So spray the tree, spray the ground, and you've taken the first step to eliminate possible problems down the road. Now, if you have some left, and you have roses, spray your roses. That will eliminate problems on them in the fall of the year. If your roses are climbing and you attach them to the fence, spray the fence. Because your insects will lay eggs in the cracks and crevices of your wooden fence. It will not stain them, but spray the plant. Spray the fence a little bit where the plants have been in contact with it,
and it will help to eliminate possible problems. It really does make a difference. Now, if you planted a new fruit tree this year, a couple things need to be done. If you live in an area where you know you have animals, I would suggest that you buy some hardware cloth wire. You can buy that at any of your hardware stores. You make a collar to go around the trunk of the tree from the ground to the very first branch. Push it into the ground maybe an inch, maybe a little bit more. And that way, if you have any moles and they come through the ground, they won't be able to chew the bark off of your tree. Rabbits, woodchucks, skunks, porcupine, during the winter months, if they wake up and they're hungry and you have an apple, a peach, a pear, or a plum, they will go to that tree right through the snow or on top of the snow, dig down, and eat the bark. So by putting hardware cloth around the trunk, you eliminate that problem so that these animals don't kill your tree. If they take the bark off, your tree is going to die. So do that. Now, you should have a good 2 to 3 inches of bark mulch around the base of your tree to keep the ground from freezing and thawing. That will help a great deal. And if it's a new tree and it's 6 feet or taller, you should stake it in place. And you can buy a staking kit at your local garden center or nursery and anchor that tree so that when the wind blows, it doesn't move back and forth. It will make a big difference. If that tree moves, every time you have a storm, an action above the ground will give you a reaction below the ground, and those little tiny roots that have formed during the summer are going to break. So stake that tree in place, bark mulch, use a good insecticide, all-season oil, a good fungicide, either copper or sulfur, and that's the first step to ensuring that that tree will stay nice and healthy for you. Now, if you have blueberries, a little bit of mulch around them, that will help a great deal. If you have strawberries, they got their name because they grow better in a bed that's covered with straw. Pine needles will work very well. So if you can cover your entire bed with an inch or two of straw or pine needles, your strawberries will overwinter a lot better. Raspberries. What I want you to do is this. Look at your raspberry plants. If you have a branch or a stem coming out of the ground and you see the remains of a flower cluster, so that it tells you that I pick berries from this branch. Take your pruners and remove it. Cut it right down to the ground. Because raspberries will only bloom on that branch 1 year. If you leave it there, in the spring, it will make foliage and no fruit. So, as soon as you see that your raspberries are done producing, it really is important that you remove that growth to encourage new growth to come out of the ground, because that's going to be the productive branches for the following season. So any old branches, get them out of there. clean that bed. Put down some back mulch. Put down some compost to insulate the ground. Now, if you planted rhubarb, by now, I know looking at mine, it's in tough shape. The leaves are all yellow, they're rotted, the plant looks terrible. Pull everything away from that plant. Clean it. So that all that remains is just the garden soil, maybe a bump with the bud for the following year. But all parts of your rhubarb should be removed from the garden at this time of the year. Put in your compost pile. You'll have some beautiful compost when spring arrives. So your fruit trees, get them clean. Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, rhubarb, and your grapes, the same thing. Get them cleaned. Get all the old foliage away from the plant. And you can prune back your grapes a little bit right now. So if you see that it's just a tangled mess, before the foliage arrives, anything that looks dead, cut it from the plant and remove it. Anything that's damaged, get it away from the plant. And if it's really, really big, cut it back by maybe 25% so that you can actively see the individual branches and vines. So use this week and the next 2 or 3 weeks to clean your gardens, your fruit trees, and your berries to get them ready for next year.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bug Begone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bug Begone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Well, welcome back to the Paul Parrott Gun Club. It's Sunday morning, and this morning we're giving you a whole bunch of tips of what you should be doing in your garden at this time of the year. Now, if any of you planted some new ground covers, Pachysandra, English ivy, myrtle, or vinca, be a good idea to give them one last shot of a liquid fertilizer, not a granular, because you don't want them growing, but you want to give them a little bit of food to help them to get ready for the cold and the winter months. Most of these plants are on the acidic side, so get something called miracid, and you can buy that at your local garden center. It's a water-soluble fertilizer. You can mix it in a watering can, and I would feed all of your brand new planted ground covers so that they go into the winter months with a belly full of food. If you use a granular, that's long term. They don't have long term right now because the days are getting shorter, the temperatures are getting cooler, and you want them to get ready for the winter. And the other thing is, miracid has something called a chelated ion. And the ion, when it's absorbed into the plant, encourages the plant to turn greener. So the greener the foliage, the better it's able to make energy and food for itself. So miracid is in a blue and silver box in your local garden center nursery will carry it. Now, when you get into October, if you see that it's getting dry, be a good idea to take out the sprinkler and to give them one final drink of water before they go into their winter hibernation. So make sure that if it's dry and we've had a warmer than unusual fall, that you give them a good drink of water to help them to go to bed. The other thing, all of your ground covers, for the most part, will spread with an underground root system called a rhizome. If you can cover the soil with a good inch of compost or bark mulch, it will encourage the plants to produce new shoots in the springtime. So just regular pine bark mulch, compost that you've made in your garden, compost that you buy, spread it right in those areas. It will create some insulation value for the plants for the winter and will encourage the rhizomes to make more growth for the springtime. And it really, really does make a difference in the quality of your ground covers. Now, if you're in a really open area, and again, these are new plants that you've put in this year, or if in the past, when spring arrives, there's a lot of browning on your plants. In late October, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, use an anti-desiccant spray. Something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. Spray the foliage with it. It will seal the foliage to prevent evaporation of water that's inside that plant. But you need to do it when the plant is going into dormancy and the plant has basically stopped growing. And that's Thanksgiving to Christmas in that time span. If you're up north like me living in Maine, do it around Thanksgiving, because by Christmas you will have snow cover and it'll be too late to do it. You need to apply the Wilt Proof when the temperatures are above freezing. So it should be between 50 and 35. Do it early in the day so it has a chance to dry on the plant. If it's cold and you apply it and it freezes to the plant, it will not do the job. It needs to dry with the wind or the sun. So do it early in the day.